The Shark Tank often inspires business startups.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
It's interesting to see how good money-making ideas excite Shark Tank investors. It's also noteworthy how they reject ideas they think will rip off the public. In a way, they're doing what Paul and Silas did when they ordered a demon to leave a young woman. Here's what we read in Acts chapter 16. One day, as we were going down to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit that enabled her to tell the future. She earned a lot of money for her masters by telling fortunes. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved." This went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated that he turned and said to the demon within her, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And instantly he left her. Her master's hopes of wealth were now shattered. So they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them before the authorities at the marketplace. As we know, Paul and Silas paid a price for speaking out against this demonic money-making scheme. Yet they did not back off, standing for the truth about the Lord Jesus. Still today, God calls us to stand for truth, yet we should always do it with love and dignity.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com. Again, visit urbanministries.com.